Welcome back to the Let Me Take You Higher podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Villain. Today, we're going to talk about and explore the issues shaping our world. Today's topic is a heavy one. Fentanyl. This synthetic opioid has become a silent killer, taking thousands of lives every year and leaving behind devastation to the person taking the opioid and to their families. They've shattered communities. Some call it an epidemic. Others call it a war. But one thing is for sure, the death toll is rising. And with it, the death of innocence. Let's dive into the numbers, the causes, and the consequences of drug abuse in America, especially the fentanyl crisis. Welcome back to Let Me Take You Higher, the podcast. I'm Mr. Villain. The fentanyl epidemic can be compared to an invisible tidal wave sweeping across the nation. It's quiet, it's fast, and its effects are devastating. Like a tsunami, it leaves destruction in its wake. Families torn apart, communities ravaged, and thousands of young lives lost before they ever truly began. Let's put this into historical context. The opioid crisis in America started long before fentanyl hit the scene, with the rise of prescription painkillers in the 1990s, as regulations tightened on prescription opioids, users turned to heroin. In the last decade, however, fentanyl, 50 to 100 times more potent than morphine, has become the drug of choice for traffickers, who lace it with other substances to maximize their profit. Current statistics, according to the CDC, fentanyl overdoses accounted for over 70% of the 110,000 overdose deaths in the U.S. in 2022 alone. The Drug Enforcement Administration, otherwise known as the DEA, reported that in 2023, they seized over 58.3 million fentanyl-laced pills, enough to kill millions of people. Well, let's put that into global context. Fentanyl is primarily manufactured in China and trafficked through Mexico before entering the U.S. market, creating a global supply chain that is difficult to dismantle. Law enforcement key players in the fight against fentanyl include U.S. law enforcement agencies like the DEA, Customs and Border Protection, otherwise known as the CBP, and international coalitions working to stem the flow of synthetic opioids across all borders. The political voices, figures like U.S. Senator Bob Portman, have advocated for stricter regulations on the import of fentanyl precursors. Others, like San Francisco's Mayor London Breed, are advocating for harm reduction strategies, including the safe injection sites to minimize overdose deaths. Activists and families and nonprofits, like Families Against Fentanyl, have emerged as vocal advocates, raising awareness of the devastation caused by this drug. Their work pushes for more public health interventions and educational campaigns. The pros of harm reduction state supporters argue that harm reduction measures such as supervised injection sites and fentanyl testing strips save lives by reducing the risk of overdose. Public health advocates point to countries like Portugal, where drug decriminalization has led to lower overdose rates. The cons of this, however, and what critics argue, that such measures enable drug use and do not address the root causes of addiction. They call for stricter criminal penalties and enhanced border security to prevent fentanyl from reaching U.S. shores. Is the focus on harm reduction sending the wrong message? Should we prioritize punishment over prevention, or is there a middle ground? Future amplifications. If the fentanyl crisis continues unchecked, overdose deaths will surpass even the worst years of the AIDS epidemic in the 1980s. The economic cost is also staggering. The White House's 2021 National Drug Threat Assessment estimated that the opioid crisis has cost the U.S. over $1 trillion in healthcare, lost productivity, and criminal justice expenses. Some of the emerging trends that we see with fentanyl: analogs appearing faster than authorities can regulate, and social media platforms being used to traffic these drugs. What will the future of this crisis look like? Can AI-driven monitoring of the dark web help stem the tide? Fentanyl is not just a drug problem. It's a national crisis. With its unprecedented potency, it has claimed the lives of thousands of unsuspecting victims. While law enforcement and advocacy groups fight to control the epidemic, the future remains uncertain. One thing is clear: without swift and decisive action, we will continue to lose a generation to this drug. As we wrap up today, I want to leave you with this. Fentanyl is not just killing addicts. It's killing our children, our friends, and our loved ones. The death of innocence is real, and it's happening every day. The question we must ask ourselves is this: how far are we willing to go to save the next life? I challenge you to stay informed, support advocacy efforts, and most importantly, never turn a blind eye. The stakes are far too high. Thank you for tuning in to the Let Me Take You Higher podcast. This is Mr. Villain signing off. Stay safe, stay informed, and remember, our collective actions shape the future. Big thanks to our sponsors and partners. And as always, BC Entertainment reserves all rights. See you next time, and hopefully, drug-free.
And that's a wrap on this episode of Let Me Take You Higher, the podcast. Big thanks to our special guests, and a huge shout out to our incredible sponsors. You guys are literally the wind beneath our podcast wings. Remember, this show was dreamed up and brought to life by yours truly, Mr. Villain, and it's all made possible by BC Entertainment LLC, a proud subsidiary of Big Cheddar Music LLC. All rights are reserved by BC Entertainment, so don't even think about touching that dial without permission. Until next time, keep your minds elevated and your vibes higher. This is Mr. Villain signing off. Stay tuned, stay sharp, and stay forever gifted and lifted.
Unfold.